Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Primetime March Madness Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. How much fun has this tournament been, folks? My favorite thing about this tournament is I love the upsets in week one, or so to speak, that first weekend, but now you're into the Sweet 16. I don't want to see any more of those upsets. I don't want to see Cinderella put on the slipper. I want good basketball, and good basketball is here. Four games tonight, four games tomorrow, the Elite Eight over the weekend, the Final Four next weekend, followed by Monday night's national championship game. And if you look down the line, I know you see a lot of pundits out there, if they can somehow match up Kentucky and Duke, the ratings records will shatter. But having a lot of fun in this tournament. And don't forget about the little guys out there, folks, NIT, CBI, CIT. It's all there, happening, and ready for you. As you saw last night, we were on Temple on the money line at home at the Leah Cora Center over Louisiana Tech. It was an easy ride. It covered, didn't even need the money line, but we had a good feeling that Temple was going to win that game. They were in complete control from tip, never trailed the entire way. That's how a money line five-star winner is supposed to come home and cash. And we did take home a little bit of profit last night as well. So a lot of fun. We have a lot of good stuff on the show tonight. My real good friend, Alex, the AK-47, is going to be calling in just a short while. We're going to relay and go over some of the information tonight that you're not going to want to miss out on the four games going on. There are two games going on live as we speak and two games a little bit later. One game, as you saw me tweeting on Twitter, I'm not really too hyped on, is the Arizona game versus Xavier. I mean, hey, Arizona should be able to put them away. I don't even have a play or any interest in the game whatsoever. I just see Arizona slowly pulling away. Do they cover the 10.5 or 11? Possibly, but it wasn't even worth to go over recap. Hey, look at that. Out of nowhere, we got some music on here. I don't know where that's coming from, but sounds good to me at this point. So hopefully that will turn off in just a few moments. Hey, there we go. Hey, that's live radio for you right there. Out of nowhere, you want to jump up and down, get some music going? That's how hype, I guess, the computer system is for the Sweet 16 tonight. But anyway, let's get back to the good stuff here. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition March Madness with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome to the show. Again, say it every week. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. You know what we're all about. Focusing heavily at this time of year on the NCAA and coming into the Elite Eight and the Final Four championship game as well. But right around that corner, folks, if you stick your head out the door and look down a little bit ways, That's baseball season right there, and it's headed right for us. Award-winning baseball. We're going to go over all that stuff as well. And I do not know why it's coming on repeatedly. So we'll try once again to get around all that information. Eventually down the line, we're going to take calls. As I said again, my good buddy Alex, the AK-47, will be calling in shortly tonight. Gambling tips. That's what this show is about. That's what we do. That's why we're online. That's why we're on Twitter. That's why we're guys, basically. We gamble on sports, and you want to be on more right sides than anything at this point. Gambling tips, it's what we look for. Why is the line moving? And again, during the tournament, public versus Vegas is huge. As you saw last weekend, I believe it was 12-4 on opening day alone, where the public was getting browbeaten right off the jump. So you do want to use that as a barometer whenever you get the chance to do that. The line is moving. Obviously, it's public versus Vegas. You want to weigh that in. You don't want it to be the end-all, be-all, but it's just a nice way to take a look at what Joe Public is hitting on, because these big tournaments, Super Bowl, you know, World Series, NBA Finals, Joe Public's going to be betting a lot more than on your average Conference USA midweek game between Louisiana Tech and, let's say, UL Monroe. So these games are going to be hit a lot by Joe Public. You want to see where that money's coming in, where the sharp money's coming in. Always want to weigh your options, but again, don't let it be the end all be all. Do your homework. The harder you work at this business, the same as anything in life, the better you will succeed. No question about it. About myself, I'm a pro, 20 years in this business, online with trendbetting.com for about 2 years now, and obviously the same amount of time with my own individual website, rightsidevalueplays.com. No cons in this game here. Both plays, or both sites, get the same identical plays each time. That's not what we're about. We're not about deception or anything. As you know, we haven't had the best college basketball season. We did take a lot of beats, but hey, it's a marathon, folks. It's not about 1 week, one season, or anything like that. This is a lifetime approaching here. Save your money, use your bankroll, management there for you, and in the end, you will certainly succeed, and that is the name of the game. Obviously, with the 401k approach, you don't want to lay it all out there. You never want your broker to put all your 401k money into that hot penny stock. You want it to last over a lifetime and slowly accumulate. That is what we're about. You know me. I love NCAA basketball, NCAA football, NFL, Major League Baseball. I mean, that's really what we do. You see sometimes, and again, once we start doing this a little bit more often, a day-to-day radio show, we're going to put up more videos. If you want to catch me on Twitter, it's at RightsideVP. Catch me on Facebook as well with Donnie Rightside. Always there to help you out. I love the back and forth, and especially at this time of year, it's a lot of fun to go back and forth and see what everybody else has there, what your thoughts on the game are going to be, and everything like that. Let's take a look real quick here, folks, on the weekly recap before we get to my man, Alex, AK-47. All right, starting off this week, we had Louisiana Tech and Texas A&M. Louisiana Tech, as you saw, eventually down the line, did end up losing to Temple, but they were playing at Texas A&M with a nice 12-point victory on Monday. UL Monroe with a big comeback over Mercer in an upset, 71-69. Radford and Vermont. Vermont pulls out a 7-point win on Monday night. If you remember, we did have Vermont first half there, and we were 2.6 seconds away from a sweep on the night, but it just wasn't meant to be. Radford did get a layup in the last 2.6 seconds of that half to blow it for us, but hey, no big deal. NJIT with a monster winner over Cleveland State, 80-77. Good for that little New Jersey team up there. They are fighting and playing hard, and hopefully they move on to some bigger conferences, get a little bit more notoriety, and move up in the ranks. Evansville, who's still alive even at this point, down Eastern Illinois, 83-68. Illinois State, 50-49 loser to Old Dominion, who had a huge win last night on a late three-pointer by Freeman there, banked it at the half. They are moving on to Madison Square Garden in the NIT as one section of the NIT semifinals. Loyola, 86-78 winner over Oral Roberts. We had that game in the first half that cruised easily as Loyola was up 15 points at the half. Kent State with a nice win over Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, as well as the Murray State Racers browbeat Tulsa, 83-62, but did end up dropping last night on one of our smaller action plays. We had the 1.5 with Murray State, and as you know, they tied it up late and lost in the last second on that jumper. Seattle with a mild upset over Colorado, 72-65. You don't even know if Colorado even feels like showing up anywhere with Skia Booker's off the team, another starter as well. Did lead the team before that game. Miami beat Richmond 63-61. We did have a small action play on that one. It was our only play on Tuesday. Richmond had an 18-point lead at home with 16 minutes to go in the game. Only had to cover 2 points. Lost 63-61. put that one in the pile of ridiculous meltdown slash bad beats. But hey, we're going to get those back. We're owed a string of them. Vanderbilt, Stanford, 78-75. Only thing interesting about that game was Stanford was in complete control the entire game, but did give up the cover of -4.5 late in that game. Moving on to last night, Wednesday, a nice upset with Tennessee Martin over Eastern Kentucky, 70-69. Eastern Kentucky's a really, really talented team, but for some reason they just can't put it all together and keep that pedal to the metal and cover, and now they're actually out of the tournament altogether. As you saw there, Old Dominion 72-69 over Mary State. Loyola with an easy winner, 63-48 over Seattle. Loyola was actually down in the second half and having to cover about 10 points. They turned on the gas late in the game and covered, ended up winning by 15. UL Monroe 71-65 over Vermont. Vermont actually had a 4-point lead at the half, but that defense slowly strangled Vermont as the game went on. And as you know, our 5-star premium play last night was Temple Moneyline, 77-59 winner over Louisiana Tech. And again, that game wasn't even as close as that score would indicate. Temple just kept them at bay the entire night at that point. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to bring on Alex the AK-47. Hold with us. Long Shots Radio, primetime March Madness edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio, primetime edition on trendbetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at trendbetting.com. Once again, go to the website, trendbetting.com, click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, trendbetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, primetime edition, March Madness, with your host, Donnie Wrightside, and I'm going to bring on one of my favorite guests. You heard him a lot during college football season and also going over daily fantasy information. Alex the AK-47 is here with us from trendbetting.com, one of the elite analysts there in the business. Alex, what's going on, brother?
Donnie, how are you, my man?
Hey, very good. Hey, thanks for taking some time out of your day here to come on live with us. A lot of people out there listening, you know what time it is. It's the Sweet 16, so let's jump into some thoughts on the games here for us. Any preliminary thoughts tonight, Alex, on these four games? What are we looking for tonight, buddy?
Well, you know, dissecting these matchups, we got some good ones. You know me more than anybody in this industry, Donnie. I'm not a big favorites guy. Me and you, we definitely contrast when it comes to our styles of capping. I know you like to look for those teams that are going to cruise, and I like to look for the value. Tonight, not so much. Looking at this UK-West Virginia game, 13.5 points for a Sweet 16 game, pretty absurd. but it pretty much tells the story. I could see this game going two ways. Let's be honest. Kentucky, the best team in the nation, could probably compete with a few NBA teams. That's how good they are. I mean, they are 36-0 for a reason. You got guys on the bench who are all Americans. You got guys that could probably start anywhere else that are on the bench. So you look at the team, if you sit the actual starting five, they may be favored in a game versus any other opponent in the nation. That's how good they are. I could see this going a few different ways, Donnie. First of all, if you like West Virginia in the points, I suggest taking them on the first half line. I wouldn't be surprised to see those guys come out and shoot the lights out in the first half. Kentucky, a pretty dominant second-half team. You know, Donnie, it's hard not to like the points of the 13.5. Personally, I'm staying away from it. I like the over in this game if I'm making a pick, only because Kentucky's going to go to the free throw line. You got a team like West Virginia who ranks number one in the nation in fouls. Kentucky shoots around just shy of 75% from the free throw line, Donnie. Pretty well for a college basketball team. So if I could see this one being close, look forward to be close in the first half. I like Kentucky to pull away. Their last 5-minute defense is absolutely absurd. They lock you down. They force you to take shots. And with Willie Cauley-Stein and Karl Anthony Towns down low, just too much size for me to take the points in West Virginia. Should be a good game nonetheless. Hopefully it will be close for at least the first half. I want to see how Bob Huggins comes out, and I'm sure he'll be pressing and trying to force some turnovers versus Kentucky. And then before I get into that one, Donnie, is there a play that you like on that West Virginia-Kentucky game?
Yep, I actually have a lean on two of those. On the action card, you know, I put out, which, you know, we have leans on there. I actually like Kentucky in this game, full game, and also a little bit first half. Looking at the game itself, you nailed it right on the head. 351st in the nation, West Virginia's defense, giving up the foul, in a contrast to Kentucky, who gets to the line in the top 30 there. I completely agree. As you know, on the weekend, Alex, I had Cincinnati getting 16.5 on a neutral court and held my breath the entire way. In that first half, Cincinnati had a 5-point lead, and it evaporated in a matter of minutes where they were down 7 at the half, and you watch that boa constrictor-style defense of Kentucky slowly get up 7 points, 9, 11, 13, 15, because you nailed it right on the head, Alex, with that. I completely agree. With the Kentucky team, you're never really running out the clock, because when most teams are putting in their second 5 or second 7 players, you're throwing up the white flag, and the guys are going to get some run. They're not used to being on the court. They're throwing out another top 10 team to close the game out. Completely, completely agree with you there, Alex, on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing is, people are saying, you know, which team can beat Kentucky? Is it going to be a team that can shoot the lights out? Is it a team that can, and when I say match up, I don't want to say match up because I don't think anybody necessarily matches up well with Kentucky, but is it going to be a team like Wisconsin, a team that's disciplined? Is it a team that makes very few mistakes? Is it a team that possesses a pretty tight core starting five like Arizona? I don't know. I don't think West Virginia has what it takes to beat Kentucky. I think if you look at that foul stat, I don't like a team like that going up against Kentucky, a team that is undisciplined. I think as much as I like the teams that can shoot lights out, the teams that are very, very dangerous, I'd rather bode for a team like Arizona, Wisconsin, a team like that, a team with a little bit more size than a team like West Virginia. So I do like the UK pick tonight, Donnie. I will roll with you on that. I just think that last 5-minute defense has just been huge all year. So like I said, if it's going to be close, it will be in the first half. But, you know, when you take a team playing Kentucky, you know, you may be in it for, you know, 30 to 35 minutes. But then Harrison starts knocking down threes. Cauley's stumping the ball all over everybody. Karl Anthony Towns is grabbing every rebound in the building. So it's hard not to like Big Blue Nation. They look poised to make, you know, history for, you know, it's hard not to like them tonight, brother.
I mean, I can just see it right now. Bob Huggins is going to throw the kitchen sink at this team, because if you notice in that Maryland game, their whole key was let's just knock Melo Trimble out of the game, and they ended up doing it. What a great style, especially the trash talking that's about to happen. So I'm really looking forward to that game. In the later game tonight, and again, I'm not that excited in this game. I don't know how you are. The Xavier-Arizona game, to me, it's a double-digit line, which, again, these are neutral court games. I mean, if you look at the Kentucky game, minus 13 on a neutral court is pure insanity. with two teams that are basically ranked in the top 20. That Xavier-Arizona game, Alex, how do you see that one maybe figuring out, if you have an idea on that?
Well, I've seen Arizona play a lot in the Pac-12 this year, and I'll be honest, every time I look at the box score, they're throwing, you know, anywhere from 80 to 90 points on mediocre defenses. It seems like they play a team like Arizona State or Stanford or Colorado. It seems like they play one of those three teams every 3 days, and they're putting up 90 points, merely covering the over by themselves. So that should speak volumes to how it should be today. Xavier, as far as their route right now to the Sweet 16, you look at playing a team like Ole Miss on one day of rest. Ole Miss, watching that game, could not get a shot to fall from beyond the arc, took care of them. A team like Georgia State, not big at all. You look at Xavier's shooting statistics from that game, shooting upwards of 60%. I doubt that's going to happen tonight versus Arizona, watching the Wildcats and how they stifled D'Angelo Russell from Ohio State. If I'm Arizona, I'm not switching up any sort of game plan that I used against Ohio State, as the Buckeyes looked seemingly confused on offense. They rarely got anything going. The second half defense by Arizona is great. And just looking at the starting five, I mean, you know, you hate looking at things on paper rather than translating it to the actual game, but the starting five of Arizona, too much size, too much athleticism.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be able to pound the ball inside. I don't think Xavier's seen a lot of size in the tournament so far with Ole Miss and Georgia State. I like Arizona big tonight. As far as a total, not really sure on a total. I don't want to say that I like the under, because I could see this being a game where, you know, Arizona puts up 85 themselves, and all you need is a 60 spot from Xavier. So I'll lay off the total, and like I said, I hate to lay the points, but I will with Arizona. I just think they're too dominant of a team. I think that they are just poised to make it back to the Elite Eight and try to contest Kentucky and try to get to that next step. I just think on paper and in real life or on the court, they're just too good for Xavier. If X wants to win tonight, they're going to have to shoot lights out, and they're going to have to shoot exactly how they did for Georgia State. That usually does not happen twice in a row, so give me Arizona minus the points as well.
Gotcha. Now, taking a look at these games, I know you're a big totals guy. Obviously, outside of the regular season heading into, like, tournament play, it's basically win or go home. Does this change your capping style on totals any different than what you would look at in the regular season? For instance, let's just say if a team is down 8 points with 16 seconds to go in the tournament, you know, my thoughts and, you know, looking back over the past, that team is fouling because they're basically saying, there's no tomorrow. What the hell? Let's foul. Maybe I'll get an extra three to end the season, or maybe some luck will break loose. Does that change your idea on any of these totals where you might be able to squeeze out a little bit more points, or does that even factor in for you?
Yeah, you know, Donnie, I think you've seen in the tournament so far teams following down, whether it be 10 points or 12 points. You know, it seems like when you refresh your score feed, if there's a minute left in the final score, you know, there's 22 to 25 points a match because teams are just driving to the bucket down eight and then fouling, and they're doing that, you know, seven or eight times. I can't say that necessarily affects my capping. I'm not going to try and change anything up for the sake of that, but, you know, looking at matchups, the NCAA tournament's a little bit weird. We're going to see a lot of different matchups, and we did see that in round one, obviously, and that's what makes it so fun if you want to compare it to somewhat of like a bowl game type of atmosphere like college football. So I can't really say that I do change up anything as far as, you know, teams that don't want to go home or teams, you know, pretty much just leaving it on the court. But I will say that in the NIT, and in some of those other tournaments, with that 30-second shot clock, you've seen a ton more of possessions. And, you know, if you're making a case for a total net, it's pretty much going to be over or nothing, considering, you know, what you said about teams fouling, you know, a lot earlier in the game, you know, maybe a minute and a half or closer to 2 minutes rather than the 30 seconds that teams usually do. And then you got the 30-second shot clock. So teams are seeing a lot more possessions. You don't know if the motivational factor is exactly there in, you know, the smaller, the minor tournaments. So for me, it's either over or nothing in there, but we've been picking our spots pretty well so far in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, with a few games left, we're just going to have to dial in, and, you know, if the play's there, then we're going to hammer it. And if it's not, then, you know, there's no need to force action.
I love it, buddy. Love the attitude. Love the way you cap games there with that interesting angle. Tell people where they can follow you on Twitter. And also, I know you write a blog on another website as well. Let the people know where they can get a hold of you at.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys can follow me at LXK_47. And then I'm also covering a variety of topics. I know, Donnie, me and you have talked about DraftKings, FanDuel. We talked about daily fantasy and, you know, right up the regular gambler's alley as far as picking spots, doing research, trying to find edges. I do a lot of that for FanRag Sports. You guys can catch me there as well. Write a lot about college football. And pretty much anything that I can help you guys out with, you can probably find me doing that.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate the time tonight. Enjoy tonight. Hopefully it's definitely profitable for you. But once again, Alex, thanks again for coming on the show, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Donnie. Have a good one, man.
Fantastic. Well, folks, right there, that was Alex, the AK-47, sharp, sharp mind. He's going to hit you out with a lot of different angles. Definitely check him out on the trendbetting.com team. I know he does a lot of daily fantasy stuff as well. Very, very talented young guy. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. Just have a couple minutes left on the show. It's Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside, March Madness style. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com, click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime March Madness Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's do a quick take on tomorrow's action and go over a little bit. We have UCLA and Gonzaga. That's going down in Houston, Texas. Gonzaga is on a tear right now. UCLA, I mean, you can call them a sleeper, a Cinderella, even though they're from the Pac-12. Big-time program, had a couple nice wins to end the season. I don't even think they should be in the tournament, but they're going to finally meet up and I think meet their maker here with Gonzaga. That line is sitting somewhere between 9 to 8.5 points. We're going to do a lot of capping on these games tomorrow to make sure we put everybody on the right side to see what exactly we can do. Second game tomorrow is NC State and Louisville. Louisville with a big win over Northern Iowa, and that really broke my heart. You know, guys, I love the Missouri Valley Conference. I really wanted both them and Wichita State to go far, make some damage, and do a few things. They ended up with a couple quick wins there, but it was just too much there to overcome. Louisville, so, so talented on the defensive end, and they were just able to lock in UNI in that game. So NC State, Louisville is going to be a good one there. Right now, I probably lean to Louisville, as I'm sure the public is doing as well. I haven't checked those overall numbers or got into that yet. NC State, quite a talented bunch. But Louisville definitely is the class or upper class of that ACC. You never really know what you're going to get from NC State. They caught Villanova on a really, really bad night, off night in shooting, and they paid dividends there and pulled the major upset by knocking off that one seed. Later on tomorrow night, it's Utah and Duke. What a fantastic game. Duke sitting at -5 right now. I believe the public is mostly on Duke at this point, and rightfully so. So much talent there with Okafor in the middle. They have great guard play, as well as Justice Winslow, who just does it all. But Utah is definitely a good bunch there. They're going to run their offense regardless. They're going to run that shot clock down. They're going to look to hit from all angles. They have four guards out there that can score at any point on the defense. So it's going to be a very, very fun matchup. Ending the night tomorrow, it's Michigan State and Oklahoma. What can you say about Tom Izzo? Maybe the best primetime coach in the nation at this point heading into the tournament. His team, it's not even one of his better teams here, and he's just willing them to victory each time. They're always coming prepared, playing hard defense, running their sets, getting great guard play out of Trice, and very good play of Valentine and everybody else down low in that. So Michigan State's definitely one to look out for. Michigan State's currently sitting at a -1.5 to -2 point favorite. Oklahoma's the 3 seed. Michigan State's the 7. So that should tell you something right there, which what's about to take place. Now going over, folks, not too much time left in the show. Go to the website, trendbetting.com. Log on, take a look at the team there. We're here to help you out, folks. It's the NCAA March Madness, and baseball is right around the corner. Go check out what we have to offer there. Every single sport from every different angle that you want. You want some favorites, you want some dogs. Everything is there to help you out. I, myself, as long as Lucky Lance Williams runs that website there. Fantastic guy. But again, at trendbetting.com, we have everything you need. Want to say special thanks to Alex, the AK-47, for helping me out tonight on the show. So we'll catch you next week, folks. Long Shots Radio, primetime edition, March Madness, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Long Shots Radio, prime time, March Madness edition, with your host.